What's up, everyone? Good evening. This is the What a Time to Be Alive podcast. I'm Ashwell here.
Hey, guys. It's Belly. I'm back.
And we're going to start our show. So glad you're back, Belly. How was your trip?
Oh, my gosh. San Francisco was so amazing. Like, it was really good. I had a blast.
I had a blast. Where'd you go? What'd you do? Who'd you meet?
Where did I go? I just pretty much went to most of the famous spots for San Francisco. Ooh, I did go and see the Full House House.
Ooh.
Let me tell you, it's no longer the Full House House. So whoever bought it is renovating it. They're completely redoing the insides, and I'm pretty sure they're changing the outsides as well. So the Full House House is no longer the Full House House. I think I pretty much got the last look of what the Full House House would be.
Wow.
It was bittersweet. It was like, dang, like I didn't get to see it as pride and glory, but at least I got to see it. So that was fun.
Before I got turned down.
Yeah, so that was good. I just went and see San Francisco's major landmarks. Mm-hmm. I also did go to the Drake concert, Drake and Migos, so that was really fun.
Wow.
It was Halloween weekend, so, you know, I went to a trash party.
Wow.
It was really fun, to say the least.
Excuse me.
Yes, yes. But you also went to Howard's Homecoming. Let's not act like you didn't go anywhere. How was that? Let us know.
Howard's Homecoming was great. It was a whole bunch of people as usual. The tailgate was kind of a letdown. I don't know, maybe I'm just getting too old for tailgates. But, like, everything else was just so perfect. I got to see an Adonia concert. My goodness. Ooh. You would not think this man is married. And for the viewers that don't know Adonia, he is a famous reggae artist. He is the pick a girl up out of the crowd and whine on her on stage kind of performer. And I was just like, wow.
Why was wife sitting there?
Well, I don't think she was. I hope she wasn't.
I remember in for Jamaica Carnival, she was there with him at the party because it was her birthday or his birthday, one or the other. I mean, he wasn't going crazy, but it wasn't like he was, you know, withholding himself.
Right.
But, yeah, they both married with whole wives and whatnot.
Oh, no, he was not whining. Like, his wife was there, but, you know, I guess
I'm pretty sure she sees it, you know.
Yeah,
as long as he respects her. And, like,
that's the life.
Doesn't go any further.
So before we get into more, our personal life, we wanted to discuss occupations, just different jobs. And, like, of course, being an entrepreneur isn't the only job out there. But there's just reasons why we chose to be entrepreneurs.
So I definitely want to just throw out there in the beginning that Ash and I are two different types of entrepreneurs. Ash is a full-fledged, wholeheartedly, I am my own boss entrepreneur. That's something I'm trying to work up to. However, society is trying to grab me by the balls and just keep me locked down. I'm not going to lie to y'all. And I am the 9-to-5 of my business on the side type of entrepreneur. So Ash will kind of give you her perspective and her dealings with that and, you know, stories about when she tried working for other people, how it went, and I'll kind of give my story as to my job experience and why I am so hungry to leave employment field.
I think that your type of entrepreneur is actually really more difficult. Like, it's really, really, like, honorable. Not even honorable. What's the word?
Really?
Yeah, I think
that's yours.
I think it's just awesome that you have your job, you know what you still want to do. I feel like people like you go far because you still have that drive that, yeah, I know what I'm doing, but I'm still going to do this on the side because this is my passion.
That's,
you know,
so
I feel
funny
like people
because I
like
think
you,
it's the opposite.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Okay, because I look at it like, oh, this job is just a safety net. Like, I don't want to say too coward, but, you know, I don't trust my process and trust my business enough to go all in. So I shy away a bit, and try to make sure that I'm good. You know, the job is my safety net. So if I don't do, you know, good this week in terms of sales or whatever my business is, okay, well, I'm still getting paid. But you, on the other hand, this is your drive. This is your push, because at the end of the day, this is your income. So you have to put all in, you know, and if you don't put all in, you're going to feel the consequences more than anyone else. And I think that's more scary, to think like, this is the only thing I'm riding on right now. So you have to throw all of your passion into it. And you know, I think it's easier for me to kind of slip away, get lazy, nonchalant, you know, content about my side job because I'm still making an income. But for me, I kind of admire you being just a full-fledged, especially out of college, entrepreneur, rather than, you know, you kind of taking the I wouldn't say shortcut, but, you know, having the safety net of having that 9-to-5 or whether it's a part-time job, you know, to guarantee. And I don't want to say guarantee because you can always be fired, you can always quit, like things happen.
Right.
But
right.
But more so guarantee a paycheck, you know,
if
no horrible thing happens. You know, I think I'm living with the safety net, and you just jumped in. You were like, you know what, this is what I want to do. I don't see myself doing anything else. I don't want to try to do anything else right now. I want to give this my all. If this doesn't work, then I'll try something else. But I'm not going to just go into what society wants, you know?
Thank you so much for saying that. Like, you know, I don't feel like I'm really doing much. Like I said, like before, with the complacency thing, it's really easy to get lazy, you know, like you said. It's like you would think it's harder for someone like me because this is my main source of income. But because it's so fast and easy to make money in this industry, it's just like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, chill for the next 10 days, 15 days. Like, it's really easy to get lackadaisical because you know you have that money coming in, you know.
Yeah.
And when it comes to, like, getting a check from someone, that definitely is more guaranteed, like absolutely more guaranteed, because the market changes every single day, you know. The only real, like, I've had other jobs before, but my corporate work experience, it came from, like, my junior year of college when I took this internship for this sales job. I was actually looking for so much. I was trying to find myself. I didn't know what I was doing. I was really going to different interviews, knowing I didn't care about it. And it was all the interviews I didn't care about that I got. That was crazy to me. Like, I went to the interview really, really relaxed. Like very casual, not casual. It was like business casual. It was like barely a button-down shirt, probably a leggings and boots. Like, it was real calm.
Wow.
Yeah, and I realized that when you don't put a lot of pressure on yourself, like anybody going for a job interview, pretend you don't want the job, and I promise you, you'll get the job. Because that's what happens. I show up to the job interviews, and they ask you all of those disgusting questions. Like, why do you want to work here? Give us an experience that makes you feel like you can overcome anything. Like, what the hell do I need to give you this for? I'm going to be a cashier. Like, what?
Right.
Like, no, these questions. And I got to actually be on the other end of these questions with my internship, because I got to interview people for jobs. I got to do, like, employee relations, like human resource things. I got to work with customers hands-on. I've always worked with people, like most of my little part-time jobs, but this one was just on a bigger scale. I was technically, like, helping my manager run the store. He was showing me how to run a big corporate store. It was just not for me. Like, I'm not sure if I can stay in the company. I don't want to get sued or anything or blackballed, because everyone I was working with, they were amazing people. Like, to this day, I'm telling you, that company don't know how many amazing workers they got working for them. These people they wake up every day figuring out new ways to make their jobs better, you know?
That's why for this company. I know exactly what company you're talking about.
I'm telling you, my manager, he was phenomenal. He was next level. Everything was, you got to think outside the box. I actually have to hit him up because I think he had a baby.
Oh, my gosh. Let him know I'm looking for a new position. So if you know somebody, I'm ready to experience it all. And
I think
that's
you.
The difference. For me, It was, I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do. Okay, so my mindset, I would say, is different from most people around me, like, in terms of, like, my mindset is different from society's normal views. I personally don't think, like, when you're young and someone asks you, what do you want to be when you grow up? You're expected to say one thing, whether it's a firefighter, an astronaut, a supermodel, a rapper, whatever it is. You're expected to give one answer. And so for all my life, I was not comfortable with that. I'm still not comfortable with only being one thing. You know, if anything,
right.
You spend like maybe a year or two working in this field, a year or two working in that field, but then you choose one field and you stick to it. I don't want to do that. So for me, my struggle came from what do I want to do? Because I want to do so many things. I think I'm great at a lot of things. I'm not perfect at everything.
You really are.
I could be good in a lot of different fields, you know, like.
She really is, guys. It's really crazy.
I genuinely love acting. So I would love to be like a Netflix star. I don't want to be a big superstar. I don't want that. I just want to act. You know, I also want to be an entrepreneur with my own hair company. And like, I want to do all of these things. So for me, coming out of college, it was like, okay, what is something you need to set your sight on and focus? Because my mind, it goes so fast, and I think about so many things at once that sometimes it's hard for me to sit down and focus on one task and get it done. And I definitely would not say that's ADHD. I think that term, that diagnosis is overly diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
That illness is overly diagnosed, and everyone is just, oh, you have ADHD. Oh, no, I don't have ADHD. My mind just thinks a lot. I think at a fast rate. So it's hard for me to sometimes put my thoughts down, and it's hard for me to just do certain things. So for me, it was like, okay, what do I want to set my feet into and really, you know, focus on? So for me, it was psychology. It was grad school. I needed experience for grad school because my grades weren't the best. So I got into this job. This job, I am working with people with mental illness, and it is hard as heck.
Of course.
It is truly
I could
tough.
Imagine.
And the craziest part is the hardest part about the job is the staff, not the clients. It's dealing with privileged people. It's dealing with, and this is for both clients and staff, it's dealing with entitled people, clients and staff. And it's just dealing with people who they don't know how to speak to you, or it's too much office drama, or their behavior is disgusting. One person is a culture vulture, but disrespects your race nonstop. Like, it's funny.
Wow.
Someone else has just a bunch of negative stereotypes about your race who doesn't really say it much, but you always can tell somebody else who's not part of this race knows one slang and swear, you know, they're cool and they're, you know, and it's just things that it's people I don't want to be around. Now there's new management, which I completely dislike. Every day I think about calling in sick or I think about quitting, and it's horrible. I don't want to be in an environment like that. But unfortunately, because of the bills, I don't want to say stuck, but I feel obligated to stay a little while longer while I figure out how I'm going to handle my finances, because I don't want to just leave a position, have no other job, and have school loans to pay for, have my credit card to pay for, have just other bills that have gone on in my life to pay for. So that's the main thing that has me at the job. And then I'm also not a quitter, so I want to put in a full year before I leave. So my resume doesn't look choppy because, you know, I'm in the adult real world now. I don't want to have a job for 4 months and 2 months and 1 month, you know. So that's really more so why I'm staying with working under someone else. Also, I don't mind working for someone else. It's just the work environment for me. If I feel like I'm challenged, if I feel like there's growth, if I feel like the head of the company respects the employee, then I wouldn't mind working there. You know, but I still have my own business at the side. I'm not going to just give up that. However, I don't mind working for someone else, at least for the next. I say I want to retire and be a full entrepreneur by 30. And when I say retire, I mean I need to have, like, at least 100K saved. Not like, oh, I have $10,000 saved. Because no one can retire on $10,000. I want to have
you're,
at least
you're gonna
like
retire with a lot more knowing me.
Whoa, listen, I
that
love
is not
it.
Even,
please and thank you.
Not like, even a question. 100K,
yeah, oh,
you're
gonna
listen back at this and laugh.
Well, when I say I retire, I mean retire from working for anybody else.
Yes.
Like at 30, that's my cap maximum for working for anybody else, working a 9-to-5. Like at 30, I should have a flexible schedule because I plan to have three kids, three
okay.
to four kids. So, and I want to be involved in my kids' life. And
of
I
course.
Can't do that working under someone else and doing with their strict schedule. So by 30, I want to have at least 100K saved. I'm fully fledged into my business now, and the wheels are more than turning, you know. So that's my goal. That's, you know, kind of my plan. I like I said, I don't mind working under someone. It's just the environment that really makes or breaks, you know, whether I stay and whether I thrive in a company. This
mm-hmm.
company, unfortunately, is not the company for me. I realized that, I think, maybe 2 to 3 months in. But, like I said, I do have, like, bills that I really need to pay on a weekly basis.
Right.
So
which is understandable.
Stuff.
Like, it makes sense.
Yeah. So that's why I think that what you're doing is even more amazing, because you still have the same bills to pay. At the
yeah.
end of the day, when student loans come knocking on your door, they don't want to hear how you're making that money. They want their money. So we're still going to be paying the same bills, but you're choosing to work your butt off for yourself and to get those bills paid. I am choosing, I'm going to do my business at the side, but I'm also have my 9-to-5 to help pay for those things, you know?
No, of course, I get it. But I think the
biggest difference
between
mm-hmm.
us is that I kind of got that mindset change from a long time ago. You know, like
yeah.
I mentioned Raquel, my sister, of course. She really beamed it into my head, just doing things bigger and better, wanting more for what's around, people around me, myself, just overall, like
working smarter, not harder.
Yeah, like things like student loans, car payments, those things don't stress me out at all. Like, yeah, I have to pay them as a bill, but because I know I'm going to make so much money, I don't even let those things bother me. You know, and it sounds really crazy. No, I don't know. I feel like for some people I talk to, I sound crazy. Like, I sound like a
no.
Well, you get me. That's different. But, like, I feel like, I'm serious. Like, I feel like when I talk to people about it, like, yeah, I'm planning on having 200K for my apartment by the end of 2019. People look at me like I'm silly, you know, because people don't make 200K at all, nonetheless save it, you know. I fully intend to save that by the end of next year, probably sooner, you know. Like,
I'll be
like
true side.
No, seriously, I want, and I fully intend on building everyone around me up the same way that I am, you know. I just got to get there first. My mindset completely changed about, like, probably after 10X. That we'll discuss. That's a whole nother episode of mind-boggling
yeah.
stuff. But, like, after 10X, I just realized that the things I want for myself, it's outrageously big. Like, it doesn't fit in any four walls. Just like you said, you want to do a big culmination of things. I might want to be an astronaut. True. I said I was going to get a rocket and go to the moon because this world's not big enough for me no more. But, like,
pay people to build that rocket for me.
Yeah, you know, like, and I feel like everyone feels that way, but they feel the same way you do. Like, not that they're stuck, but they're, like, they have obligations. You know,
mm-hmm.
like you said, we all have the same obligations, but our mindset for them is just different. I really
Definitely.
Don't mind that I have these bills because I know I'm going to pay them. Like, there's no question. It's not a question if I'm going to pay them or not. They're going to get paid. It's just, what am I willing to do for these bills? And I feel like that's what the company I was with kind of didn't give me. I was like, this isn't for me. You guys are giving me all of these different things, but they all sound like caps. They all sound like restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, you know, and I get it. This is, like, you know, the real world. but it's not a world for me. That's when I just, in my whole mindset changed, and I feel like that's what made me take this dive and just do entrepreneuring full time.
Yeah.
And whenever anyone is ready to do it, that's what I could say that they would need. Before you even start doing anything, you got to change your mindset and believe in yourself more than, like, anybody else. Like, you got to make yourself up there. Like, you see how you praise people like Oprah and just people like you, that you really, really inspire you? Mm-hmm. You got to inspire yourself. You got to put yourself up on a pedestal because that's you. That's what you are going to be, and you got to say it like an affirmation, you know?
I think for me, another reason why I chose not to be a full-fledged entrepreneur, at least as of right now, is because you know yourself. It's not that I don't know what I can do, because I know that I can do whatever I want,
mm-hmm.
and that's just the way life is, you know. As long as I'm healthy and I can really, as long as there's no physical ailments stopping me,
mm-hmm.
then I can do what I want. But, you know, I also know myself. When I was unemployed, and I was still now starting this business and stuff, I didn't have that drive to get up every day and work hard every day. And that's something, as an entrepreneur, that if you're trying to make money, you're going to have to do. You're going to have to, even when you're at home in your PJs, get
mm-hmm.
up at a reasonable time and get work done. Make sure you're putting in the work. You can't be an entrepreneur and not doing anything, because then you're not an entrepreneur. You know, and I'm not ready for that life yet. Because I know myself. I know I'll sleep in a little later. I know
mm-hmm.
I just won't commit. And so having this job is a form of, like, I will say motivation, for lack
okay.
of a better term. It's a form of motivation. Like, yes, I'm getting my bills paid, but I'm also feeling like I accomplished something. There's times I don't feel accomplished at all. But I can say, you know, at least I got up. I went to work today. I didn't work on my business today, but I still did something, you know. And not every day is going to be a great day, especially if you're working for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not ready. I know my mentality is not at the level where I can really drag myself out of bed 5 days a week and put in at least 8 hours of work on my business on my own without someone having to be breathing down my neck. And,
okay.
I know I'm not ready for that yet. And I know if I just leave this job, it's not, and that's another thing that, I don't want to say holding me back, but that's another reason why I said I'm giving myself until 30 to get all the money I can, max work for somebody else. And 30 isn't, okay, well, I'm 25, life is great, my business is thriving, I'm still working for somebody else. 30 is, honey, this is your deadline, your dead deadline. Like, it shouldn't, you're turning 30. This should be done. You're not working for this person anymore. You're working for you. You pay your own self, you know? But if it happens before 30, that'll be amazing.
Value, I promise you, sorry to cut you off. You, you are not even going to get to that deadline. Like, I'm telling you, because you know me.
Better.
You are not going to get, and what you're saying completely makes sense. But like I said, with the mindset, you saying that you're not ready or you're not, you don't think you can, all of that stuff, all that vocabulary is going to leave your mind. It's going to leave your mouth. You'll never say it again.
Listen,
like,
I'm praying for those days. I truly am. Those days of unemployment, it was depressing.
Of course.
The days where I found peace or happiness in my hair business,
mm-hmm.
even in those days with my excitement and my passion and my willing to just go, I didn't put in the full 8 hours, you know? And
why
I was really disappointed in myself. Well, for me, I want to put in the full 8 hours, because if I can get everything done in 4 hours, that's fine. But for right now, with the business that I'm doing, I need to put in full 8 hours, because there's so many things I could be doing. You know, there is no reason why I'm only putting in 2 hours a day for my specific business. I can
right.
be making products. I can be working on my social media. I can be working on my posts. Those things add up and take time. So 8 hours is It's just my rough estimate, you know, like average work day. If it's less, it's less. But for me in this specific field, there's so much I need to be doing at any point of time that there's no reason why I should only be putting in 1 hour a day, you know?
Okay.
At least not no time soon. I haven't done enough work where I can put in an hour a work a day and be like, okay, but I still just made 500K today. It still happened. You know, I'm not there. And with the mindset thing you were saying, I wanted to add like 100,000% agree with you. I wanted to kind of give our listeners a task or tool that I tried and it worked really well for me. And you might actually enjoy it after I think I told you about it. So I remember I was at work one day and I was looking at my credit card bills. And I was just thinking about all the bills I have to pay for, and I was honestly very stressed. Like, I just wanted to cry because I'm like, I am 22. Why is life like this? Like, I don't feel like at such a young age I should be worrying about these things. I think I should be living my life and enjoying myself because this is when I'll be at my healthiest, you know?
Yeah.
You can get $1 million in your bank account, but you will never be able to buy back your age. No matter how much surgery you put into it, you will never be that age again. So for me, it was disappointing. That's another thing I hate with society. You have to work so hard now. It doesn't make any sense. Like, no matter how old you get, everyone wants to be young again. That's rich, poor, everyone wants to be young again because being young is something no one can ever give you. So everyone craves youth. But diverting a little bit. So I was just kind of like stressed, like, I'm young, I'm just wasting my life at this job, and I'm still broke. I'm still struggling. And then I just sat there, and I've been, you know, that's around the time I've been learning about, you know, vibrating at a different level, how everything on this planet vibrates and at different frequencies. And I just felt myself vibrating at such a low frequency and putting out such negativity to the universe that I was like, I'm only going to receive negative reactions from the universe. And so what I did was I got them on a paper. I wrote down all my bills. I wrote down, you know, how I kind of want to pay it off, you know, time frame, whatever the case is. And I literally held that paper and I said all of my stress, all of my negative energy, all of my discomfort, everything that's bothering me about these bills, I'm giving my energy to this piece of paper. I'm giving my energy to this object. I'm transferring this negative energy because I don't want to feel like this anymore. And I folded up the paper and once again, I held onto it tight and literally, it was like meditating. I literally just closed my eyes. I was breathing. And in my head, I visualized like energy flowing from me, negative energy. I shouldn't say negative energy because energy is neutral. It's how you use it. But the negative feelings about, you know, just having so much bills to pay, I literally closed my eyes. I held the paper. And I just felt like I just visualized all of that transferring to the paper. And I ripped up the paper and I threw it in my trash. I wanted to be dramatic and burn it, but I was at work, so I couldn't do that. So I just had to settle for ripping it up. So I just ripped it up and I threw it in the trash. And I swear to you, this was like maybe two and a half, max 3 months ago. And I look at my credit card bills, and they've increased since then because your girl been living life a little too much. I look at my credit card bills and I feel like if I'm stressed, it's always a brief moment of like, oh my gosh, it is so high. But compared to how I used to feel, I don't feel like that anymore. I acknowledge that I have these bills to pay, and I acknowledge like this is all I have. How can I use what I have to solve the problem? I can't stress about what I don't have, you know? So that's why I say I completely agree with you on, you know, your mentality, your outlook. Because though, you know, putting it down on the paper didn't do anything for me, it was kind of like a mental ritual for me of releasing that negativity and passing it on to something else. To something else that can't be transferred to something else because I ripped it up and I threw it away. So now that paper contains all that negative energy of how I feel about those bills. Yes, I still get like, I want to say frustrated, but I don't even feel like I get to the point of frustration. I get, you know, I get a little sad here and there when I think about, dang, I have all the student loans or I have the bills. But like I said, it's nothing compared to how I used to feel and how I used to come down on myself, especially being my age and not living life how I want to. And I feel like that was a step in the direction of living life how I want to, you know. And that's another thing of entrepreneurship. It gives you that. It allows you to live your life how you want to. You get to choose the life you want. You don't have anyone else you need to ask for permission for. You are your own boss. You control your own schedule. You control your own days off. You control your own activities. You control everything. That's why I'm chasing that
dream.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy that that helped you, you know. And for our listeners, whatever helps you in that way to just make you release that stress, that negativity, I think you mm-hmm. should do it, because nobody is going to carry that for you, you know. No one is going to wake up and have that dream. You are the only one that can just persevere through it, you know. So don't let that stress hold you back from anything. You know, and Belly doesn't know it yet, but she is already miles away from so many people, like people that have been in this game for so many years. So just taking that big step, it really helps you, and you're almost there, you know, you're almost ready.
Yeah. Like, I'm almost, I know it, almost.
Like, you're almost ready, you know.
Working towards it.
The biggest thing, you just got to wake up and you got to tell yourself, you don't need this shit. You know?
Right.
You are so great that you are so great that, like, those four walls can't hold you. They it's just not for you. You're too to that place. Once you finally see that, I feel like it's just going to be, like, the biggest euphoric relief ever for you.
Oh, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. Just like, I honestly, I pray for that every day. You know, I pray. I don't know how our listeners, what they believe in or not, and whatever you believe in or don't believe in, that's fine. It's up to you. It's at your discretion. I do believe in God. I don't think that should affect how you look in terms of entrepreneurship. But for me personally, you know, I pray. But I pray often for motivation, for the strength, for the courage. And I then go out and create that motivation. That's another thing. I don't just pray and sit. You pray, but you get up and you work. You don't ask someone else. Just like Ashley said, no one's going to do it for you. You need to get up and do it for yourself. So if you want motivation, if you believe in God or if you believe in anything else, you pray for it, but you still get up and find ways to achieve it.
That's right. And that's what you're doing. You know, you're finding that motivation, whether it's in your 9-to-5, or sitting on your ass at home, or going out and knocking on doors. Anything that you think you need to do to get yourself there, you got to do it. And when you mentioned the you putting in the 8 hours, I can't wait for the time when you are just doing mindless work to the point where you don't even notice the time. Because I don't even call what I do work. I don't even notice that I'm spending 20 hours on something. Like, that's how into it, like, just deep in my mind I get. Once I get an idea, I know you don't want to call it ADD, but I just be jumping. My mind just be, I don't even think of myself as work. Like, I don't even know how much hours I spend a day doing it, whether it be 2 hours or 24. You know, I don't even know. But once you get that feeling, it's just going to be crazy.
It's a passion. It's a drive.
I don't even think it's a passion. Because to be honest, completely 100% honest, I don't want to do what I'm doing right now. You know? I want to be a mom. Mm. I want to be a stay-at-home mom.
It can be a passion still.
No, I definitely. I'm passionate about it, but I don't think this is my passion. I think one of the jack-of-all-trades that I'm getting into. Just like you, when you said you can do a whole bunch of things. I think this is just one of the things I'm going to do, you know? It's just one of my life experiences.
You see, I call it a passion for you because not what you're doing right now is a passion. Like you said, your passion is to be a mom, but that passion is pushing you in that direction that you're going, because you know that when you pop that first child, you're not struggling about finances, because that first child comes with the second and then the third. For you guys who don't know, Ashley wants like 10 kids. She wants like 6.
Yeah, like I'm about to say, don't drag it. Family. I was about to say, don't drag it. 10 kids. 6. I want 6. And I won't be pushing out all of them. Don't worry. And they will be coming within the next 4 years. I have a pregnancy pack going on.
Woo-hoo.
I'm waiting for Nelly to join me. She's actually being really disrespectful about it and ignoring my request.
It's not a path I can join, guys. I am the opposite of Ash.
She's being disrespectful about it.
Because I am selfish. I don't want to give my life up for someone else. And when I say that, the minute you pop that thing out your vagina, you got to start thinking about it. I'm not ready to think about anything or anyone but myself. I want to feed myself 3 times a day. I can't even achieve that. I got to work on me right now. But,
but with that being said, you're going to make a great mom. I know you're chatting all this shit, but you're going to make an amazing mom. As soon as that thing comes out of you, you're just going to be like, damn, I didn't want to love you like this, but I love you. Like that's exactly
that's
how
why
it's
I'm not
be.
Ready. Whew, I'm not ready.
Oh,
and
then
I'm reading stories about like birth and for me it's more about the pain. I'm not lying to you.
We're all gonna go through it, you know.
No,
I'm not even thinking about that pain. That pain comes with it. That's like the sky being blue.
And that's
like,
the problem.
It comes with it.
And that's the problem. That's why I'm withholding. I'm so serious. That's the main reason why I'm withholding from having a child. I am terrified of that pain. I can't stand pain. Pain and belly don't work.
No. I think it's gonna be like just how you scared of the pain. Watch that baby slide out of you like oil.
This was a very, very great episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did. We enjoyed it.
No, I love talking like this with you guys. Tips, mindset.
Last minute tips to
mindset.
Anything.
If you hate your job, quit.
I kind of want to recommend a book that I've been recommending to you for the past couple months to the readers, and I think I'll recommend it for the next couple of podcasts, just in case we have any new listeners or
good.
Sometimes people don't like listening to old podcasts after a while.
Right.
So I'm going to often bring this book up, but I feel like if you're unsure about yourself or, you know, what you want to do in life, if you're unhappy with yourself, if you're in a position that you want to be in, I strongly, strongly, strongly recommend reading this book. It only takes maybe 2 hours max. It's called Love Yourself, Like Your Life Depends on It by Kamal Ravikant. Once again, the book is called Love Yourself, Like Your Life Depends on It. I'm going to reread it because I feel like I haven't been vibrating at the highest frequency I can. I haven't been giving out as much positivity to the universe. I haven't been giving out negativity, but I just haven't been focused on, you know, giving the positive vibes out. So I kind of want to reread this book, you know, get in touch with loving myself again, and I would recommend this for everybody. No matter how great your life is, please read this book. It's worth the read. It's very cheap, and it's a very short book.
There's an audio to the book. There's an audible to it. I'm like a lazy person, but there's an audible and a cool PDF. So,
yeah.
But buy the book. Support Kamal.
Yeah, I love it because it's so short. It tells a story about him, which is perfect because I don't feel like it's just a motivational speaker spewing a bunch of crap to me.
Right.
So, love yourself like your life depends on it, people. That's my last final word.
Well, thanks, guys. Have a great evening.
Enjoy and love yourself and come back for the next episode because I promise you we're only going to get better.